Hello. It's me, Shadwell. Suppose you're saying to yourselves, who is this Shadwell? It's me. I suppose you can see that I was an unplanned pregnancy. My father was a lavatory seat. It can happen. Anyway, I grew up to become a boy, obviously, as you can see. Because here I am, and that's what I am. Anyway, I'll tell you something about myself. Puberty started today. Puberty, that's where your voice gets deeper and your body gets all muscly and hairy. That's what happened to my girlfriend, anyway. Her name's Gravel. Very nice girl, bit of a tear away. She's got a big Welsh motorbike, a Rhondda 500. You know. Bit of a desperado. She does do some naughty things. The other day she frightened poor old Mr. Gackie. Mr. Gackie, he's just on his way down to the hearing aid shop to ask why they never answer the telephone. Anyhow. Gravel come up to him in the street and exposed herself to him. Mr. Gackie thought he was being attacked by two skinheads. He thought they were after the lead in his surgical boot. But luckily, he had the presence of mind to throw himself under a bus. Because he knew he'd be safer under there. Anyway, Gravel and me, she likes dancing. So, the other night, we went along to the club Spunkin'. Yeah, Spunkin' a go-go. In we went. Come on, Shadwell, she said, let's bogey. So, we got on the floor. Jiving around a bit. But they stopped after a little while because I noticed that somebody'd been sick into the hood of my anorak. Yeah. So we sat down then and Gravel started drinking quite a lot and started talking. She said, Shadwell, do you think I should shave off my moustache? And then, she kissed me. Yeah, it was like somebody driving a hovercraft over my face. One of my fillings was sucked out. So I thought, don't like this very much. Quick, change the subject. So I said, Gravel, would you like to see my impression of a tortoise? I did it anyway. I haven't done it yet. Yes, I have. I was joking. Ah. And then I thought, make a bit of conversation. So I said, Gravel, how's your mum and dad? Still dead? Oh. They're not any better then. So that was a bit depressing. But fortunately, as luck would have it, the cabaret act came on just then. The Welsh comedian, Die Laughing. It's great. It's very good. I'll do one of his jokes for you, because I like them. It is. Does gen ki fi ddim troen? Not yet. Oh. Sut yw fy'n gwynto? Ofnadwy. You've heard it, have you? Oh, well, cheered me up anyway. And I needed a bit of cheering up because they'd been a bit depressing at home this week. Granda. He'd been constipated for a long time. The doctors said he might go any day. And on Saturday we lost him. He's not dead. We just lost him. We left him on the beach at Aberystwyth for a bit of fresh air. And the tide took him away. Mam says he'd gone to a better place. So he could be anywhere really, couldn't he? But they'll miss him shouting me to sleep. And of course, Nan misses him too, and she's not very well herself. She's got a phobia. A phobia. She's afraid of the floor. Calls me into a room in the morning. She'll say, "Shadwell, is it still there?" "Yes." So she stays in bed all day. And it got so serious, she went to see a psychiatrist. And he said, look, why are you afraid of the floor? Why aren't you afraid of something sensible and dangerous, like heights?" And she said, "It's not heights that kill you, it's the floor that does that." So, now the psychiatrist is seeing a psychiatrist. And I saw the school dentist this week. Yeah, the blind school dentist. He feels our teeth in the morning and tunes the pianos in the afternoon. And because he's blind, then he recognises people by their teeth. So he'll come up to you in the street and he'll say, "Hello, Shadwell." And all you can say back is, "Oh, love, love." It's quite difficult having a conversation with him, really. Because of the NHS cuts, they couldn't afford to give him a guide dog to start with. Guide rabbit he had to have. But everybody got fed up with digging him out of rabbit holes all the time. So, he's got a guide dog now. Part-time. The rest of the time he has to make do with shouting, "Where am I?"
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Hello there, welcome to a packed autopsy report, Dead Tapes. Got a lot of stuff in here for you, so we're going to start off with Seven Kingdoms and Awakened from Nothing.
I'm not afraid to die. get worse. Give them the next mission, and they'll give them yachts.
Thank you. earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
We'll be right back.
You've just heard Seven Kingdoms there from Deland in Florida, and their track was Awaken From Nothing, and you can find them on Facebook under Seven Kingdoms Official. After that you had Opprobrium with Underground Killer, and they're from Lady Lake in Florida, and you can get them on Opprobrium Official. That's Opprobrium Official. After that you had God Dethroned from the Netherlands with Close to Victory. Facebook's got them under God Dethroned Official. Then you had Haunting with Buried in Misery, and they're from Atlanta, Georgia, USA. And Facebook has them under Haunting Official. After that, Operation Neptune Spear featuring Replicant Theory with Dust to Dust. And they're from Sheffield in the north of a country called England. Yes. And Facebook doesn't actually have them at the moment. So you can get them on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Operation-Neptune-Spear. After that you had Tommy Stewart's Direwolf with Shadow in the Well. They're from Atlanta, Georgia in the USA. And Facebook has them under Tommy Stewart's Direwolf. D-Y-E-R-W-U-L-F. Coming up we've got a band called Zael with Secrets of the Third Tribe. We'll be right back.
Take me anywhere, but www.autopsyreport.co.uk.
We dream of a time.
Your second lot for this week is Zale from North Carolina in the USA with Secrets of the Third Tribe. Facebook has them under zale.metal, that's xael.metal. Then Between the Lions from Bedford in England with Anywhere But Here. And Facebook has them under BTL UK. After that, you had Divinity from Calgary, Alberta in Canada with Momentum. And you get them on facebook.com/divinitymetal. After that, you had Salt Lake from Brighton in England with Dreaming in the Dark. And you can get them on facebook.com/saltlakeuk. After that, from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, you've got Feeding with Tumult. And they don't have a Facebook as such, but you can get them under feeding.bandcamp.com. After that, you had Demise with Exodo. They're from Caracas in Venezuela. And you can get them on Facebook under Demise Hordas. DemiseHordas. Right, now it's time for this. Nada! Nada!
Nada! Vicious Enterprises.
Band of the Week!
And your Band of the Week this week are Death Awaits from Lyon in France. They are Florain on vocals, Damien on guitars, Jordan on guitars, Romain on bass, and Fred on drums. They say Death Awaits was born in the year 2002. The band draws its influences in various styles like death metal, thrash metal, hardcore, and even grind. After two demos, Dark Breath in 2003, Reborn in 2007, and a split CD in 2009 with grind band Bounty Hunter, 2010 was the year of the recording of the band's first album, Out of Adversity, which was released in February 2011. The recording of the second album begins during the year 2013 at Cumville Sound Studio in Lyon, and it's called The Abominable. It was released on February 28th, 2014. At the same time, Death Awaits signs with the Montpellier label Send the Wood. The group will share the stage throughout these years with several international groups such as Destruction, Aborted, No Return, Eths, Dagobah, Benighted, Sepultura, Loud Blast, Napalm Death, The Black Dahlia Murder, and will even be in the original soundtrack for Marilou Berry's first film as director, Joséphine Rondé, released at the cinema on February 10th, 2016. Death Awaits will release the third album, Solve Coagula, on April 14th, 2017, which was produced, mixed and mastered at the Nantes Vamakara studio, sorry if I pronounce that wrong, at the end of 2016. The band signed a contract with Sliptrick Records and Apathia Promotions for this new album and will defend its new opus with no less than 12 dates in the spring of 2017 in France and Spain. The second part of the tour has 10 dates only in France from September to December 2017. This track you're going to hear from them today is called The Man Dressed in Black, and it is from Solve Coagula in 2017. This is out on Sliptrick Records. This is The Man Dressed in Black from Death Awaits.
Yeah.
That was The Man Dressed in Black from Death Awaits. They're from Lyon in France. That was from 2017's Solve Coagula. That was on Slip Trick Records. And you can find them on Facebook under Death Awaits Band. Okay, we've got a band called Carnal Garden coming up next with a track called World Infected.
Do you ever fantasize about being killed?
Nothing of man. Far too little. It's time it should be studied, because we are the origin of all coming evil.
We'll be right back.
Carnal Garden there with World Infected. They're from Athens in Greece, and Facebook has them under Carnal Garden. After that you had Serene Dark, formerly Endemise, with Julie Tatum. They're from Ottawa in Canada, and Facebook's got them under Serene Dark. After that you had Wormlight with Reptilian King from Umeå in Sweden, and Facebook has them under Wormlight Sweden. Right, Soliloquium coming up next with In Effect.
With my sin, www.autopsyreport.co.uk.
heard Soliloquim from Stockholm in Sweden with In Effect. I can get them on their Bandcamp page, which is Soliloquim, S-O-L-I-L-O-Q-U-I-U-M, .bandcamp.com. Then you had Tactus from Fredericton, New Brunswick in Canada, with Colossus, and Facebook's got them under Tactus Band. Then you had Era Capricorn with We Are the Capricorn from Essen in Germany. Facebook has them under Era Capricorn Official. After that, you had Fate Unburied from Vicenza in Italy with Inner Wisdom. Facebook has them under Fate Unburied. After that, The Insane Slave from Porto in Portugal with Desert Ride. And Facebook has them under The Insane Slave. And last but no means least for your main bands, you have Aggravator from San Antonio in Texas in the USA with Some Conscious Blind. You can get them on Facebook under Aggravator Thrash Metal. Almost time for me to say goodbye for another week, but just before we do, I want to say some thank yous. I want to thank all the radio stations for playing us every week. I want to thank all the bands and the PR people for sending us the tracks to play every week. I'd like to thank viciousenterprises.net for letting us use their servers every week, and I'd like to thank Graeme D once again for letting me on the air. I want to thank all the people who send us messages for requests and what have you. Incidentally, if you want to send us any tracks, if you're a band or a PR person, or you just want to send us a message, there's two ways you can do it. You can go on to facebook.com/autopsyradio and send us a private message, or you can go to autopsyreport.co.uk and get our contact page off there and send us an email from that page. Right, we've got one more track to go. I just want to say, before we go, we're going to have some changes at the Autopsy Report HQ. We will tell you more about them on our page next week, but I think you'll like them. So we've got one more track to go, and this is Rush with Subdivisions. I have been Hellwick. This has been the Autopsy Report Dead Tapes for another week. Stay safe out there. Good night, and keep it metal.
to the Autopsy Report.
www.autopsyreport.co.uk.